Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A man who was taking out his trash found a woman's partially clothed body on his back patio last evening in South Philly. KYW's Justin Udo explains.
Philadelphia Police Inspector D.F. Pay says they got to the scene shortly after 6:30 Sunday evening.
We received a 911 call of a person unconscious laying in a back patio of a house off an alleyway.
Pay says when they got to the 2800 block of South 22nd Street in South Philadelphia, things became even more suspicious.
Police arrived and found a woman unconscious. We believe she is in her 40s. However, we have yet to positively identify her.
Pay says there was no drug paraphernalia or signs of trauma found on the woman, who they found partially clothed.
It appears, based on preliminary observations, that she's been deceased, possibly for about 24 hours or so.
He says they believe she died at that location.
At this time, it is being ruled a suspicious death. There are a lot of unanswered questions, including the identity of this person.
Pace adds they think the woman lived in the neighborhood, but no one in that area has been reported missing. At police headquarters, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Water Department is pushing back against a recent report criticizing its groundbreaking Green City clean water system that handles stormwater overflows. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
A group of environmentalists released a report in the summer criticizing Green City Clean Waters as too slow, too limited, and overwhelmed by climate change. The plan was designed to divert 85% of stormwater and sewage from the city's rivers by 2038, but Tim Dillingham, executive director of the conservation nonprofit Littoral Society, thinks the plan leans too heavily on green infrastructure.
At the end of their effort, there'll still be 5 billion gallons of raw sewage going into the waters. So it doesn't really even resolve the problem of polluting our waters to the point where we can't use them.
Dillingham wants public swimming in the Delaware, a standard of cleanliness he says other cities have managed, notably Paris, which spent €1.5 billion on sewer upgrades for the Olympics. The Philadelphia Water Department notes it relies on ratepayers in the nation's poorest big city to finance projects, though officials say they've also gotten $1 billion in federal grants and loans. Kelly Anderson, director of the Office of Watershed, says green infrastructure has many benefits, but it's been paired with traditional gray infrastructure to meet department goals.
We get drinking water from these rivers, so it's a priority for us to ensure that our stormwater, wastewater, and drinking water systems are all designed to be resilient in the face of a changing climate.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A cat that was found shot with an arrow in North Philly is on the road to recovery, but authorities are still looking for the person responsible. KYW's Nina Barati reports.
The Pennsylvania SPCA estimates that Kimiko the cat is young, maybe about 1 or 2 years old. On Thursday, September 19th, a cat colony caretaker in North Philly went to bring food when the nonprofit says she discovered an arrow was in the hind leg of Kimiko.
Obviously, this wasn't something that happened by accident, you know, a cat being hit by a car or something like that. Instead, it was an intentional act of cruelty.
That's Jillian Coker, Director of Public Relations at the Pennsylvania SPCA. She says Animal Control brought Kimiko to Philadelphia Animal Specialty and Emergency, who then brought her to the PSPCA, where they were able to remove the arrow. At first, Coker says they were unsure if Kimiko would survive, but now she is doing remarkably well and is being nursed back to health as her stitches from the surgery heal.
We feel lucky that this cat survived her injuries and will make a recovery, but we're trying to find out, obviously, who is responsible so that we don't have to be lucky next time.
Their animal law enforcement team has started an investigation into who was behind the act of animal cruelty. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.